wanted to talk today about two practical issues or applications of some of the principles we've been discussing, and with that we'll conclude our discussion of Dosh and Mir Hashem next week, or Wednesday. We'll move on to Zorah, one shir on Zorah, and then one shir on Merakit, and then we'll get into Borer, Mir Hashem. The two first application or case study, I guess, of Dosh is regarding its very popular item is the baby wipes, and it can take different forms. Adults use them too, in a variety of different circumstances. There are these wet wipes which could be used, and the question arises: is that an issue of Shechita? So we discussed in the last week the Rabbeinu Tam Shita that there's two Isurim of Shechita, of Mefarik. One is the Tolda of Dosh, and one is the Tolda of Melabain, and each one has its own specifications. In order to be a Tolda of Melabain, it has to be Dafka water, says the Rabbeinu Tam. If it's wine, then there's no Tolda of Melabain. In order to be Tolda the Dosh, you have to need the liquid that's being Nischat. If I don't need the liquid that's being Nischat, Shechita Le'ibud, that would be permissible. And the Rashba explains that's just not called Shechita if I don't need the liquid that's being Nischat. On both of these two, some of the other Rishonim agree that there's two Isurim of Shechita, one Mishum Melabe and one Mishum Dosh, but they disagree with his specifications. Some Rishonim, the Ri already in Tosas, disagrees that even Bashar Mahashkim there's Melabe, and the Ran and other Rishonim disagree with the Reinu Tam that even if it's Halech Le'ibud, there's an Isur Midrabanon of Shechita. Won't be Dorais, it will be Dorabanon. And we are generally not on the issue of Shamashim, but let's say focusing on the Shechita of Dosh, we are generally machmer that Shechita Le'ibud is also Midrabanon. That was one issue that we mentioned last week. You have to keep that in mind. Another issue that we mentioned last week, which is also going to be very relevant for this discussion, is Shechita Bebegadim. We mentioned that the Gemara says that if a person squeezed cooked carrots or other cooked vegetables, pickled vegetables, for their liquid, so the majority opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rav and Shmuel, is that you are Pater Avalasar. Rabbi Yochanan argues that you're Chayv Chatas. And Rashi explained, even though I'm squeezing the carrot to get out the soup, since the soup didn't grow in the carrot, that's not where it was originally developed, that's not called Gidure Karka. In order to be called Gidure Karka, it has to be in its original form. So says the Egloi Tal, if that's the case, then all Shechita Bebegadim should be Mutter, or Pato Avalasar. Only Asim Midrabanan. Because it's not Begidue Karka, and Ein Disha El Begidue Karka. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan there in the Gemara who disagrees, and some Yishonim passing like Rabbi Yochanan there, Rabbeinu Chanano, that if I squeeze the carrot to get out the soup, I'm Chayiv Midaraisa, says the Egloi Tal, that's different because the liquid is batel in those vegetables. So then maybe there's Shechita Midaraisa because the liquid and the vegetable blend into one. But by Begadim, it's not batel in the baguette and there'd be no Shechita Midaraisa. That was the opinion of the Egloi Tal. Maybe that's the opinion of Rashi. The Shechita's Begadim is only the Rabbanan and Gansen. There's no Isur Midaraisa of Shechita's Begadim. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who were discussing the cloth stopper to the barrel of wine, clearly assume that there is an Isur Shechita Midaraisa by Shechita's Begadim. And we mentioned that the Rush says an exact svar that's Lehepuch Adraba from the Egloi Tal. The Egloi Tal says if it's Batel, there is Shechita. If it's not Batel, there's no Shechita. The Rush says, no, Adraba, if it's Batel, then it doesn't have a Shem Mashke, then there's no Shechita. If it's not Batel and it has a Shem Mashke, clearly that would be Shechita Midoraisa. So the Rush says, even for those who say squeezing carrots for the soup is Batel of our Aser, that's because the Mashke is Batel. But in a Beged where it's not Batel, there would be Shechita Midoraisa. So other Rishonim disagree that there is Shechita Midoraisa by Begadim. However, everyone agrees that there's only Shechita Midoraisa, everyone agrees. If the Beged is from a Gidule Karka substance, something which grew from the ground, if it's from a synthetic substance, so that both the Egloi Tal and the Shmita Shabbos, Kachasa also thought that there's no Shechita Midoraisa because it's not Begidule Karka. So what is the story with these wipes? Are they, first of all, you have to figure out if there's an issur midoraisa, issur midarabanan here. Well, it's begadim. So already off the bat, the egle tau holds there's no schita midaraisa. So that you have to keep that in mind. Another thing we have to keep in mind is it ma'aseh migidui karka? So many, there's a sefer over here, it's called Mincha Shabbos. Anyone who wants to borrow it can look at it. It's a whole sefer just about these wipes. So in the sefer Mincha Shabbos, he says he spoke to textile experts, and they say that the wipes are made from two, you know, over the course of time they're made in different ways, but over the presently they are made out of a combination of materials. Some are naturally growing materials, you know, whatever, cotton or whatever, and others are synthetic materials, like a nylon type thing, polyester. So the Mincha Shabbos claims, since part of it is Gidu'e Karka, we should label these as begadim that are Gidu'e Karka and would be a potential for an Issur D'oraisa, according to some Rishonim. I would just raise a suffix. You know, this issue comes up in other areas too. It's not only by Shlita. Let's say by Tfilas Kelim. So the halacha is, you're only chayv in Tfilas Kelim mid'oraisa if it's Klei Mateches. That's what it says in the pasuk. Let's say, maybe it's only those seven metals. Torah lists seven metals. So the post can have a discussion. Is it only those seven metals? But let's say it's made from a combination of things. It's made into an alloy, and a whole bunch of different metals in it. Or when it comes to Hagalah's Kalim. The halacha is you can only do Hagalah, you can only kasher a kli if it's made out of metal. If it's made out of cheres, if it's made out of ceramic, you can't kasher the kli. What if it's a combination? What if it's made out of both? They mix it into some sort of mixture of these two items. So how do we label the kli? Is it klei mateches or a klei cheres? So there the poskim quote from a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah says in Kalim, a perek yud aleph, Mishnah Dalet, if I have tamei metal that I mix with tahor metal to make it into one kli, then we go basa rov. You assume whatever is the majority takes the day. So if the majority was tamei metal, the kli is tamei. If the majority is tahor metal, the kli is tahor. So I don't know, why don't we apply the same standard here? Maybe it should be depend on what's rov and what's the miyad. This beautiful sefer takes for granted that it's usher. Maybe he's assuming that if part of it is nischat, they already have an isser. Even if rov is not nischat, but part of it is royal eschita, so then already you have an isser, potential isser midaraisa. However, that's ein dishal b'gdui kaka. What about melabein? So do we have to worry about melabein when it comes to these wipes? So Ramosha has a tshuva, which we'll discuss at length in one second. Ramosha has a tshuva, and Rati Pesach Frank has a similar tshuva, which we'll also discuss, where they both claim that there's no melabein by an item which you're going to throw out. A disposable item, which I'm rubbing it in a way that's going to make it dirty. So melabein is only if you're rubbing it in a way that's going to make it clean, but here I'm rubbing it in a way to make it dirty, and I'm going to throw it out, then there's no discussion of melabein.
These are two separate hetterim that you're throwing it out, and also
they throw the two in together. I don't know if they're how rigorous these definitions are, but that's what they both say. However, shouldn't there be an iser? So schita the melabin. We've been in time. There's two isurim of schita. One the melabin, one of dash. Melabin is not shayach here, but maybe there's an iser of dash. Part of the wipe is made from gidu'e karka. Maybe there's an iser schita midaraisa by begadim against egle tal. Many rishonim held like that. So if an iser schita by midaraisa by begadim, and these are made from gidu'e karka, so many poskim say that there's an iser schita midaraisa to use these types of wipes. There's Dain Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva like that, and other poskim as well. But the issue is complex. Why? So I'd like to first start with the tshuva for Ramosha, and then we'll move from there. Ramosha has a tshuva where he discusses cleaning a table with wet paper. He says, if you have wet paper on Shabbos, and I want to clean my table with the wet paper. So he says that is mutter. Why? Because the liquid is not in the paper, it's on top of the paper. He says niyar. We don't know exactly what he's talking about. He said niyar. But he says it should be asur midrabanan. Even substances which are not bolea, we'll talk about in a minute, sayar, hair, which is not bolea, still there's an issur midrabanan to squeeze it. So says Rav Moshe, shouldn't there be an issur midrabbanan at least to use this type of niyar? So he says, first of all, that's not what I intend for. I don't intend for the liquid that's in, I guess, more embedded in the paper. I'm only using the stuff on top. So it's a davar she'eino miskaven. That's not my intention. Maybe it's a psik reshe. Maybe it'll happen every time. So he says, but it's a psik reshe delo nichue. I could care less about that water. And we've mentioned a few times that a psik reshe delo nichue, if it's two isurim derabanan, it's only asurim derabanan for two reasons, then there's poskim are generally mekel. So Moshe says here, it's only asurim derabanan for two reasons. Number one, first of all, he says perhaps the water rests on top, and even if it's more embedded, that's not what I have intention for. So it's davar she'eino miskaven l'psik reshe, but he says psik reshe and two derabanan. Why? It's le'ibud. I don't need the extra liquid that comes out. And it's kalachar yad. He says, who squeezes paper? It's not the derech to squeeze paper for liquid. So it's kalachar yad. It's strange. So it's a psik reshe, the lo nihle, and the trade derabanan. So he's mekel.
He's going to be mekel on tzchit le'ibud?
He treats it as an issur derabanan. So all of the poskim, everyone who's involved in this discussion, everyone, a lot of different poskim have tshuvas about this topic, all ask on Rav Moshe, what type of paper was he talking about? Our paper, he's talking about a paper towel. Paper towels don't absorb. We're talking about a towel, a napkin. Napkins also absorb. So Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, in one of his svarim, quotes in the name, where he has a piece about this, quotes in the name of Reuven Feinstein and others. Other people said this is what Moshe has to be talking about, and Reuven says that's what he was talking about, was that he was only talking about thin tissue paper, like hard toilet paper, something like that, which is not bolei at all. So that's why I felt it just rests on, must be the liquid is on top, because it's not an absorbing substance. So that eliminates Moshe's significance in terms of our discussion, you know, in terms of, they say he's talking about something else. But furthermore, they ask, how could it be? What is Moshe saying? It's a davar she'eino miskaven? When I wipe the table with a wet cloth, don't I have intention that the water should come out? How do you even call this a davar she'eino miskaven? It's not what I intend for, but it's a psik reshe, but it's a psik reshe that won't need to lay. I could care less about the byproducts. He said, first of all, you do care about the byproduct. Why else am I using a wet paper, whatever I was using, if not to get the liquid out? And why is that called srita le'ibud? I need the water here in order to clean the table. All the poskim ask this question of Rav Moshe. They don't understand the tshuva. So they all say, first of all, he must be talking about paper which is not absorbed. Second of all, he must be talking about where I'm not cleaning the table. Many times people will use a wet rag, which is very just a little damp, to collect dirt or crumbs from the table. They don't intend to clean. Like if there's a stain on the table, I'm not going to sit there and wipe out the stain. They're just collecting crumbs. So they say what Rav Moshe was talking about was just collecting crumbs. So there, I don't need the water to come out. If the water comes out, it makes it harder for me. I'd rather the water not come out. And I don't intend for it. So it's a davar she'eino miskaven. It is chita le'ibud. I don't need that water. But what about in our case? So there, the poskim say, all of the heterim of Rav Moshe don't help us. First of all, we're talking about wipes that are bolea. Clearly, there's no suffix about that. There was people who thought that they checked based on experiments that they're not, and they said they're not bolea at all. Others point out it's clearly incorrect. They are bolea. So ours are bolea. So Ramosha's first heter goes doesn't help us. Then Ramosha says the davar she'eino miskaven. Other poskim say in our case you do need the liquid to come out. That's what cleans the child. Isn't that a davar hamiskaven? Third of all, Rav Moshe was mekel because chita le'ibud. They said, where is chita le'ibud over here? Here I need the liquid. That's not ibud. And four, Rav Moshe says, because it's not derech, but not dark, but who squeezes paper for liquid? So they say, what are you talking about? Here's a whole industry of, this is a market in and of itself of these wipes. Of course, this is dark obakach. So that's why many poskim have recommended or paskined that these wipes involve perhaps a chashash of an issur d'oraisa of schita on Shabbos. before we get to the poskim who are mako or eitzers, perhaps to negotiate the situation, I want to talk about one issue which Tzvi Pesach Frank raises in his tshuva that perhaps throws a little monkey wrench into this ibud business. Tzvi Pesach Frank was asked about this case. He was asked about a person who has a wet towel, which he was soaking wet Erev Shabbos, and he wrung it out before Shabbos. And now he wants to use it on Shabbos. That was before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, he wants to use it to cool himself. Still a little damp. He wants to use it to cool himself, to wipe himself off, to clean himself. Is that permissible? So he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Anayin Ches, which is quoted in the Ramah, or a variation of that. It's quoted in the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. It's a mitaf resh yud gimel sif tes. That a mitpachas, a towel, that you squeezed out Erev Yom Kippur, is usher to wipe yourself, to cool yourself on Yom Kippur with that towel, because we're afraid you didn't squeeze it out well enough, and there is still liquid embedded in the towel, which will be squeezed out later. That's the other discussion having to do with that. But that, the Ramah clearly says, is that it's Asher Mishom Shchita.
Shchita.
So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says over here too, just because you squeezed it out on Friday, maybe you didn't squeeze it out well enough. But then he says over here, he thinks perhaps it's different. Because there, he says, that was a cloth which I used all the time. So his initial doesn't mean srita of dash, it means srita of melabein. That's what they're concerned about. But dash, he says, we're talking about disposable items. There's no srita of melabein by a disposable item. What am I concerned about? Srita of dash. And perhaps srita of dash, we would not be gozer such as gzera. Why? Because the whole iser is only midrabanan for two reasons. It says, first of all, it's holech le'ibud. When I clean myself, the liquid runs off. It's holech le'ibud. I don't need that liquid after it runs off of me. And second of all, he says, because maybe Shchitas Begadim is only the Rabbanon, the Egletal, that the liquid didn't grow there, you know, the liquid didn't naturally occur in that substance, so then the Shchitas Begadim is only the Rabbanon. So he says, since the whole issue that we're discussing, it was a cloth that was wrung out, Erev Shabbos, the whole Chashash is a Chashash of Shchita, it's an issue of Gzeira Midrabbanon, so you don't have to be Machmer and act Gzeira Midrabbanon when the whole issue is only the Rabbanon. And since over here we're only discussing Shchita Le'ibud, and it's a disposable item, you have to talk, disposable item, so no Malabin. Ramah was talking about Malabin. Here it's a disposable, there is no Malabin, and it's Le'ibud, and perhaps the whole issue of Shchita is Begadim is only the Rabbanon, we don't have to prohibit this person from using this wrung out Beged to clean himself on Shabbos. So that, but then Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank hedges himself, and he says, is this really called Shchita Le'ibud? Maybe it's Shchita Le'ibud, maybe it's not Shchita Le'ibud. When I wipe, let's say, the table with a wet cloth, I need the liquid for a few seconds, and then it runs off, and then I don't need it anymore. A person's cleaning a baby, so he needs the liquid there while he's cleaning the baby, and then afterwards it runs off. He doesn't need it anymore. Is that called Shchita Le'ibud, or is that not called Shchita Le'ibud? So Tzvi Pesach Frank has a suffix about that. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, in his discussion of baby wipes in the Shmir Shabbos Kochas itself, the Chelok Aleph, he's Mekel. That it's Mutter. It doesn't give so many reasons. It's just Mekel. Kosim Shom Zalman, Lakula. Then in the third volume, the Tikkunim, he quotes from Shom Zalman that he was Mekel because the Davar Sheinu Miskaven and it's Shchita Le'ibud. And then he says he's not so sure if it's called Shchita Le'ibud. Maybe it's not called Shchita Le'ibud because I need it while it's there. And then he answers it. Not a whole big discussion, just a few lines. But in those few lines, he has this suffix. Is that called Shchita Le'ibud or is that not called Shchita Le'ibud? So it's interesting, the later Paskim quote from a Chidushei HaRitva, which seems to imply that it is called Shchita Le'ibud. Because the Gemara earlier in Nunam Mabez has a Shaila, Mahu Liftsoa Zeisim B'Shabbos. Gemara asks, can you bruise olives on Shabbos? Why would you bruise the olives? So Rashi explains the reason they would bruise the olives is to make it sweeter. Some reason they made it sweeter. So it was a shiloh, misakin, ochel, or whatever, something else. The Tosfos Yeshanim on the daf says it was nothing to do with tikkun ochel. It was because when you squeezed the olives, and they would squeeze it on their hands, and there was a chashash, it would take off the hair. Some property of oil, I guess, which removed hair. So the question was, can you lift soa the zesim, can you bruise the olives to get the oil out in order to remove the hair? Meaning they would squeeze the zesim. They would bruise it, get the oil out, and rub it on their hands. And there's a chashash that perhaps it was going to remove the hair. So the Gemara de Shaila, is that also on Shabbos or is that mutter? A Shaila of removing hair. Says the Ritva, what happened to Srita? What are you talking about removing hair? What happened to Srita? So Ritva says, that's Srita le'ibud. Because I don't need it after I rub it on my hands, it runs off. And then I don't need it anymore. Srita le'ibud. So even if you need something temporarily, if later it goes le'ibud, that might be called Srita le'ibud. However, this Sefer Minchas Shabbos doesn't like this Ritva because of a Gemara on Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says on Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph that they used to squeeze grapes on top of the challahs in order to give it a glaze. So when they baked the challahs, it would come out with a glaze. The tzachtzich. So the Gemara says that if I squeeze these grapes onto the challahs to give it the glaze, then I bake the challahs and the grape juice presumably disappears, it evaporates. That is not called Shechita Le'ibud. So Minchas Shabbos says, you see, that even though I only needed it temporarily and later it evaporated in the oven, still not called Shechita Le'ibud. Since I needed it temporarily, that's called Shechita. So he says the Ritva is against the Gemara. So I don't think it's against the Gemara. I think it's Pashut. It's obvious to me. Is that there, it leaves its mark on the challah. It makes the challah shiny, or whatever, the glaze. So that's not called disappearing after a few seconds. It left its mark. It's still around. So of course that's not Shechita Le'ibud. What they're talking about is where you rub the oil on your hand, then a mamish disappears. There's no mark left. So that's not Shechita. Or our case, you clean the baby, then there's no soap left on the baby. There's no liquid left. It dries up. So that could be Shechita Le'ibud. I thought this is a suggestion. Is that the Shulchan Aruch says, we discussed the case of sponges. The sponge is called... that the Gemara says you're not allowed to use a sponge if it doesn't have a handle because you will be sochet. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, it's odd, in Shulchan Aruch it says in Simin Shin Chav Sif Yud Zayin, Svog Ein Mekan Chanvo, Gzeira Shemi Yisro. Maybe, it's a Gzeira, maybe you'll be Sochei. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the name of the Gra, it's a Tal Sofer. What do you mean Gzeira Shemi Yisro? You're doing Shechita, if you use a sponge, when you grab hold of it, that's how the Rishonim explain, when you grab hold of it, you're being Sochei. Why does it just say Gzeira Shemi Yisro? So I think that the pshat, so the Gemara says it's a Tos Sofer, but perhaps the pshat is because every sponge is le'ibud. Every time I use a sponge, I only need the water there for a few seconds. And then it goes away. I don't need the water anymore. That's the stam case of a sponge. So if that's the case, it's always only asim in the Rabbanan. So why can't I use, it's Shechita le'ibud. So then it's only Gzeira Shemi Yisrael. Maybe I will come to do real Shechita. Because this itself is not real Shechita. Maybe it's also Midrabbanan, but it's not Shechita Midoraisa because it's always the Ibud. Even though I needed it for those few seconds, yeah. Yeah, you can make that case. That sounds okay. That what? That if I need it temporarily and then it goes away.
No, that's the inverse.
You mean if you're sochet, if she wants to milk le'ibud?
Right. No. Where
right. So she said, we said she could be Sochei, she could be Chalev Le'ibud.
Right.
Yeah.
So that that could be also based on this issue that it's
not even sleep at all. Right, we assume it's Asmid Rabbanon. So we're only make up for the woman because she's uncomfortable. So make up for her. But really, we treat it as Asmid Rabbanon. Oh.
No, but in that case, the baby got off the
Oh, so is that? So is that not leibud? No, but they're talking about where she's cholev leibud. Totally, she throws it on in the garbage. If the baby would need to see it temporarily to get excited or something, so then they might still be leibud.
I'm saying that is the case. That's why I don't think Shmuel Shabbos Kofas that case.
I don't remember that case.
He's referring to the Gemara that
they would put it on its mouth,
and that we can milk even if the Tino doesn't need it now, but he'll need it in a little bit. So it's parallel because we're asking if the status of the milk when it comes out, if we judge it based on like right then and there, or based on what the future status.
Something else. If it's going to be used later, then it will leave its effect in that the baby will be alive. But this is specifically a case where she's.
We'll talk about it. I don't remember exactly what case you're talking about. But the local, so let's get. So many poskim are using the wipes because of chashash shchita. I hear where they're coming from. And begad, there might be us midaraisa. So to these wipes, might be us midaraisa. However, other poskim have different kulas, and they're everyone goes in different directions here. The sefer chinuch ba'alacha, that's children in halacha, by Simcha Bunim Kohn. Says he has an interesting cheshbon. He says, we quoted the Ramah before, that if a person squeezes a beged before Shabbos or before Yom Kippur, and now on Shabbos or Yom Kippur he wants to use that beged, so it's ultimately Rabbanon because maybe he didn't squeeze it out well enough. But that's only the Rabbanon. So says the Simcha Bunim Kohn, perhaps here where the whole Issa of Shechitas Begadim is totally b'machlokas. That Goy Tau holds its mutter, only has the Rabbanon, other Bishonim hold that it's also midaraisa. Since that issue is only a suffix, and perhaps if a person would squeeze out the baby wipes before Shabbos, the whole issue would only be the Rabbanon. Maybe he didn't squeeze it out well enough. So if you put those two together, perhaps one could come up with a kula. And it quotes from Rabbi Scheinberg like that a person could be mako. If he squeezed the wipes out Friday, now he wants to use them on Shabbos, perhaps he this begadim is only asmi the Rabbanon. And here, where he squeezed it out on Friday, the whole issue is only the Rabbanon. Maybe he didn't squeeze it out well enough. So that's his psa.
With Shechit Begadim is on the Rabbanon, and maybe, and this is a suffix.
And since he squeezed it out Friday, the only reason to answer it is because maybe he didn't squeeze it out well enough. Uh-huh. That was the Ramah. So since the whole, these two, you could put those two Surim Rabbanon together to come out with some sort of kula.
It's still Trade Rabbanon. Usually only Matthew.
It's still Trade Rabbanon, yeah. And then I think he, right. I'm not sure. That's what he quotes from Rish Scheinberg, that if you squeezed it out on Friday, it should be better. Rabbi Ribiat and other poskim go in the other direction. They quote in the name of Rav Moshe that no, he didn't mean just tissue paper. He meant wipes, paper towels. That's what he was talking about in the tshuva. He wasn't talking about, they quote in the name of David. Rabbi Simon told me that he spoke to Rav David Feinstein. He didn't mean, even though they quote in the name of Reuven, Simon spoke to Rav David, and he did not mean, he meant the wipes. All of the liquid rests on top of the wipes. It's not nivla in the wipes, just like he said by the paper. And that's why Rabbi Shechter also quotes the same thing in the name of Moshe. And the Sefer Sodei Halacha, they quote the same thing in the name of Avadi Yosef, that all of these wipes, the liquid only rests on top, or the amount of liquid that I need only rests on top. I'll get to that in a minute. The amount of liquid that I need only rests on top.
If you turn the wipe upside down, nothing doesn't like drip, so that would kind of be a raya that it's...
Okay, see, here everyone agrees that there's liquid on top of the wipe and there's liquid inside of the wipe. The question is, can I get by? Everyone agrees to that. There's no machlokas about that metzius. There's liquid on top, there's liquid inside. The question is, how much liquid do I need to clean the baby? That's the machlokas over here. So these poskim are assuming that all I can get by with is the liquid that's on top. I don't need the liquid that's balua inside of the wipe. Even though, clearly, if you squeeze the wipe, you can try it at home, you squeeze the wipe, there will be more liquid that comes out. That's not what I need to clean a baby, or that's not what I need for regular usage of these wipes. All I need is the surface liquid. So therefore they say it's enough with that liquid that's on top. And if you will squeeze out the liquid that's inside, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, and that's mutter. So therefore Rabbi Ribia recommends to get the wettest wipes as possible. Rabbi Shimcha Binum Kohen recommends to squeeze it out. He says, no, you should get the most moist wipes, because then there's more liquid on top. Recently I discovered a tshuva from Rabbi Usher Weiss in a journal called Or HaShabbos from Tufshin Samach Dawin. Where he is also mako, because the liquid, the moisture is on top of the wipe, and he says that's all the liquid that I need in order to clean the baby. And he says, even though, and clearly he says, it's a very interesting cheshbon he has. Clearly he says, everyone agrees, if I just wipe very lightly with the wipe, nothing will come out. So he says, but someone told me it's a psik reshe that it happens every single time. Every time you use the wipe, people push a little bit harder, and wipe liquid comes out from inside of the wipe. So he says, I told you 1,000 times. This is what he writes. He says, I keep telling you. He's writing to the Orcha Shabbos, the author of Orcha Shabbos. So I keep telling you that you cannot determine a psik reshe based on science. Because he says, if you determine, I'm just going to say it over, I don't fully understand it, but he says, if you would say, scientifically, we determine whether something is a psik reshe, there'd be no such thing as a davar she'eino miskaven. Because every single time you're about to drag, I'm sorry, there'd be, if you go based on scientific definitions of things, there's no such thing as a davar she'eino miskaven. Either it's going to happen scientifically, or it will not happen scientifically. Every time you drag, the Gemara's case, dragging a bench across the ground, and it makes a charitz. So he says, scientifically, we could have done experiments based on the toughness of the ground and the weight of the bench, whether or not it was going to make a charitz. So how do you call that a davar she'eino miskaven? Either it's always a suffix psik reshe, maybe, but either it's a psik reshe or it's not. So he says, clearly, we go based on what the people see things, how we view things. We don't go based on what science would predict. So since people, they see a bench, they see a ground, sometimes it makes a charitz, sometimes it doesn't, that's a davar she'eino miskaven. So he says, so too here, since you could get by with wiping very lightly, even though it's a psik reshe, that more liquid will come out, we don't notice that. It's not nikar. So he says, that's also a davar she'eino miskaven. That's not a psik reshe. However, Rabbi Willig is machmir in the shaila. You should know that. That wipes are also because he says machlokas b'metzias. Other poskim say in order to clean a baby well. Again, I thought the machlokas b'metzias is not about how the wipes are designed. I think, or how much liquid is in the wipes. Everyone knows the metzias. There's liquid on the wipes. There's liquid in the wipes. The question is between the poskim: do I need the liquid inside the wipe to clean the baby, or is it enough with the liquid on top of the wipe? So Matirim say it's enough with the liquid on top of the wipe. And the Ostrom say, no, I need, in order to clean a baby well, I need the liquid inside of the wipe too. They say, they tested out how much is on top. How do you test out how much is on top? So the Sefer says he put a tissue on top. Because that just rests. He didn't squeeze it out. I don't know how he came up with this experiment, but... So Rabbi Willig says the whole thing is Toi Besafik and Machlokas and Metzius. So he's Machmir on the Shiloh. There's another interesting... Yeah.
Whatever you agree,
you
can't press down hard,
because
then even if you don't need the stuff inside,
it's still... Yes, so I'm more inclined to think like these posts, it's enough with the liquid that's on top, but say with other things, which I'll get to in a second, but deny that you don't push down hard. Everyone agrees if you really squeeze it, you're over Mishum Shchita.
But isn't it
needful,
because you don't need it, so then...
We'll get to in a second. Okay, there we go. So I think that there are the Poskim raise other tzadim lakua here. Even this machlok is putting it aside. How much liquid do I need? This Sefer Mincha Shabbos is a tshuva from Rabbi Usher, I think it's Usher Weiss's brother, Yonason Ben Yamin Weiss. Where he's mitzar of two things lakua. He says, first of all, maybe this is called Shechita Le'ibud, the Ritva. That if I need something temporarily and then it goes Le'ibud, that's also Ibud. And Shechita Le'ibud is only Asim in the Rabbanon. And the Ramah says in Simin Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, it's important halacha, that Tzarche Katan are all like a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. Anything a Katan needs, we treat all Katanim like the Cholim She'ein Bo Sakana. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the name of the Gra, it doesn't mean anything he needs. It means something that he really needs. Not the child wants a toy, so you're allowed to go to the store and buy it, because only Muslim do Rabbanon. It means... child really needs it. So Rabbi Weiss says, if this is only us and the Rabbanon. And we treat Tzarech HaKatan, this is a Tzarech HaKatan, it's much more pleasant for the child to be clean with a wipe than be schlepped to a sink or something like that. I mean, whatever they do, Machmirim do. Or they have this spray called the spritz, but someone told me that the kids break out in rashes or things like that. So this is clearly for the benefit of the child. So he says it's Tzarech HaKatan, Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. When you're dealing with a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, you could be Meiklon Yisurim de Rabbanon. The whole Isser midrabbanan. The whole Isser here is only midrabbanan because it's chita leibud. So he recommends one avoid the shiloh, but he says for the, as a limud schus for the mekilim, he uses that as a limud schus. And other poskim have that svara as well. Others say, what are you talking about? We lived for thousands of years without these wipes. Now all of a sudden it's tzarech katan. Okay, so that, you know, that's a difference in attitude. But I'm sorry. That's a question. Which Yisurim are we matter for Chol HaShem Bo Sakana? But he throws into the cholent that maybe it's not Aser at all because the Sechitas Begadim isn't Aser at all. So you have two Drabanans. So for Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, he throws in everything. So this Sefer Mincha Shabbos has an interesting Eitzah. He's Machmer in the Shailo Be'etzem because he holds I need the liquid to come out from the inside of the wipe. So it's Sechita. It's Mamash Sechita. So he says, but if you will pour soap, let's say I would have a bottle of the soap or a spray bottle of the same soap that's in the wipes. And before I would use the wipe, I'd spray the child, or let's say I'm going to clean the table. You first spray the table. And then I use the wipe, then I don't need the liquid from the wipe. So it's takas chita leibud. And to davashenu miskaven, psikreshu lo nichale. So psikreshu lo nichale, two drabanans. First of all, it's leibud. Second of all, it's tzarche katan. I'm sorry. It's chita leibud, tzarche katan, maybe chitas begadim and gansen is only derabanan. So he throws everything in over there. So he's meikol if the child was wet already, or the surface was wet already. So again, just to review the poskim, some poskim hold is better to, some poskim hold is aser, chitim in deraisa. Some poskim hold is better to squeeze them out, because then the Ramah says you only have to be concerned that it didn't squeeze well enough. Some poskim hold, no, everything, all the liquid I need is rests on top of the wipe. Everything else is inside of the wipe, and that's not a psikresha. It's going to come out. And even if it is a psikresha, Rav Asher White says it's taina, that we don't go based on science to determine what is a psikresha. Other poskim are meikol with other tzadim. It might be leibud, it might be tzarche katan, and an interesting heter is to have a spray bottle with the solution that's on the wipes. Yeah.
What's the sign again that it's leibud?
Because I only need it temporarily, and then it drains away. So that's the Ritva, since I only need temporarily, like the oil on my hand, that's called the Iba. One other practical application I'd like to discuss, which comes up often, is the issue of Seyar, squeezing hair. Let's quickly. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Kuf Chof Ches Amebez, we mentioned last time, I think, that the Mishnah says a woman who's giving birth on Shabbos and she needs oil. So her friend can bring it for her, but she lives in one house, the oil's in the other house, and there's no Erev. So that her friend can put the oil in her hair and bring it to the other house. And then when she gets to the house of the Mioledes, she will squeeze out the hair. And she'll have the oil. So Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? Isn't it Shechita? So Gemara says, Ein Shechita B'Seyar. Why is there no Shechita B'Seyar? So Rashi explains because it's Dover Kosha. It's very hard. It's not Bolea. Tosis and Ksubis and the Rambam all agree that Ein Shechita B'Seyar. We paskin that there's no Shechita Midaraisa by hair. However, the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Magen Mishnah that Midrabanan there is Shechita B'Seyar. That's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. So midaraisa, there's no schita b'seyar. Midrabanan, there is schita b'seyar.
Rambam is also mashma like that, isn't he? Says it's pater or it's some way that it's like a blanket head there.
I think it's what Magen Mishnah is talking about. However, there is a ravid in the Bawei on Efesh. The ravid is talking about a woman going to the mikvah on Shabbos. She says, I don't know how anybody goes to the men too. Many men go to the mikvah on Shabbos. I don't know how anybody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos is a problem of schita. So Beis Yosef asks on him, what are you talking about? Ein Shechita B'Seyar. That's the give and take. So the Achronim ask on the Beis Yosef, how could he dismiss the Ravid out of hand? He says, what, the Ravid forgot the Gemara? Ain't Shechita B'Seyar? What are you talking about? There's an Issa Rabbanon of Shechita B'Seyar. The Beis Yosef himself quotes it in another place. That Beis Yosef is in Yoredeya by Hilchos Tefilos Nashim. This Beis Yosef in Hilchos Shabbos. That it's also in the Rabbanon. He says he wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, the Achronim ask on the Beis Yosef, Estira. Here in Hilchos Nida, he rejects the Ravid. But in Hilchos Shabbos, he says it's also in the Rabbanon. So there are three terutzim to this stira. First terutz is, perhaps by Yochas Nida, it's different. Pruvu. So there the Beis Yosef feels we're going to stand in her way because of an Issa Midrabanan of Shechita B'Seyar. That, so if he didn't even mention it. However, second terutz is, Rav Avadi Yosef quotes in his Sefer on Yochas Nida, quote Taras Habayis, from the Chida, in the Shiurei Bracha, where the Chida says that there's a difference if it's le'ibud or not le'ibud. In Hilchos Shabbos, he's talking about the case of the woman who's bringing the hair to the other, to the birthing woman. So there, that's not le'ibud. I need the oil after I squeeze it out. So then there's an Isser Shechita Midrabanan B'Seyar, if I need what I'm squeezing out. But in Hilchos Nida, they're talking about a woman who goes to the mikvah, and then she's, well, I don't know, she's going to come out and squeeze her hair. That's the ibud. So says the Chido, when do we aser? When do we consider shechita le'ibud also midrabanan? If it's a real hisser shechita, there's a chashash shechita d'oraisa. Here, the whole thing is only midrabanan. So then shechita le'ibud is mutter. Just similar, Shmir Shabbos Kolchaz. Shmir Shabbos Kolchaz is talking about a person who took a shower and then he comes out and he wants to dry his hair with a towel. So Shmir Shabbos quotes on Shlomo Zalman that that's permissible because it's Shechita. It's complicated. If you look there, some of these comments are very cryptic. What's being mitzarif with what? But this is basically what he says, is that the whole issue of Shechita B'Seyar doesn't even say in the Gemara. The Gemara says ain't Shechita B'Seyar. Magamishna throw on and it's a midrabanan. It never says that in the Gemara. So says the Shlomo Zalman, and it's a shechita, doesn't say in the Gemara, shechita le'ibud is mutter. And he says this is super ibud. Why is this super ibud? Because it goes straight from my hair into the towel. It never existed, I guess, kind of like ochel letoch ochel. But that's confusing, because that as far as doesn't apply here. But I think it's more of a super shechita le'ibud. It doesn't even exist as a mashka, it goes straight into the towel. Maybe that's not even called shechita. So Shlomo Zalman uses that type of idea that since Shechita B'Seyar doesn't even say in the Gemara, Shechita Le'ibud should be mutter. There's an interesting, this is my own suggestion, I printed it actually in one of the Beis Yitzchaks, that perhaps it's a different terrace to the Beis Yosef. Again, in Hilchos Shabbos he says Shechita B'Seyar is also in the Rabbanon. When it comes to Hilchos Nida, he attacks the Ravid. How can he say the Tevuah is also Chashash Shechita ain't Shechita B'Seyar? Perhaps that the Ravid did not mean a woman when she comes out of the mikvah will squeeze her hair, or a man when he comes out of the mikvah will squeeze his hair. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about in the mikvah. A person's in a mikvah, and he moves his head around from back and forth underneath the water. So what happens? Water goes in and comes out. So the Ravid says, and that's what's mashal and lashon the Ravid. He doesn't say, maybe you will do shechita. He says, e'efshar lehinatzel below shechita. It's impossible to avoid. Why is it impossible to avoid? Come out and drip dry. People do all that. You won't use a towel. No, so the teretz is, or he won't squeeze out their hair, teretz is in the mikveh itself. It's impossible to avoid shechita because he's moving back and forth. And on that, the Beis Yosef rejection, that's not called shechita. Inside of a mikveh, moving your head back and forth is not called shechita. Such a svar that the poskim raise regarding washing your face, if a person has a beard or a person has, right, that's what they're talking about. They assumed that he had a beard. So the Vuchacha Rav, and Avnei Nezer of a Shaila, can a person wash their face on Shabbos? Shechita B'Seyar. I ain't Shechita B'Seyar. Tzasim D'Rabbanan. So Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes, so they were careful about that. The Avnei Nezer writes, we're careful to wash his face on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, though, quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. First he thought it was Vasser. And then he realized that perhaps it's Mutter. And he says, because the shechita doesn't go anywhere. It goes from your body to your body. something like that. It goes from place to place, but it doesn't go anywhere. So I think what he means is that when a person is washing their face, he throws water on and keeps throwing water on and keeps throwing water on, but he's not squeezing out. That's the same case as a person who's underneath water. A few osios later in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he says if a person's underneath the water and he wants to move his hair like that, so Shlomo Zalman says that's not called Shechita because there's no Shechita underneath the water like that. That's not called Shechita. So I think that's what he means also by washing one's face. If you're just throwing water on, you just keep washing. So that's called rechitza. Shechita means I have a liquid that I squeeze out, I don't want anymore. If I'm just washing, and derech the washing, water comes in and water goes out, that's called rechitza. That's not called shechita. Perhaps one could explain, I'm adding here, I'm conjecture, but perhaps one could explain that this is because really shechita, seyar is not bolea. So why is there an issa midrabanan by seyar? It's not bolea. It's because it looks like shechita. So when does it look like shechita is if I have a liquid that I'm squeezing out. If I'm going into a mikvah and I move my head like this, so I'm washing my face, that doesn't look like shechita. The water's not, I'm not squeezing liquid out. I'm washing. That's called rechitza. Similarly, Rav Shechter has told me a few times that if a person is taking a shower, wherever that's permissible, on Shabbos or Yontif, a cold shower, wherever, you know, he needs to take a shower under those circumstances where it's mutter, he can use shampoo. Because not squeezing out the shampoo, assuming you don't squeeze it out with your hands. But he puts the shampoo and then the water washes it out. So that's not called shechita, that's called washing. It comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. It's not called shechita. We raised a similar svara last time regarding the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa's discussion of sponges, that if a person sticks a sponge submerged underneath water, can he use the sponge when it's underneath the water? Because there I don't need the water coming out of the sponge. It's all the ibud. But it's also midrabanan. So most poskim say you cannot use a sponge even when it's submerged underneath the water. But Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos again has a cryptic statement where he says, yeah, but it's underneath the water. It sounds like there's no shechita underneath the water. So you can look there for yourself. It's a hard statement to understand. So I think what he means is, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa doesn't go with it, but I think what he means is, what we mentioned last time, is that it's not shechita. Water is coming in and going out. I'm washing a dish. It's called washing. The fact that water comes in and goes out because it's underneath the water doesn't necessarily bother me. However, if you have a woman who has long hair and she wants to squeeze her hair, I think that might be more of an issue.
The other svarim of Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Amarchiv, a little more than these cryptic statements. And
I'm just telling you what it says in Shmir Shabbos.
Surprising that so.
This svar, he doesn't go with why this by the sponges. I think the reason he doesn't go with it is because there you do squeeze with your hands. Every time you use a sponge, you, by definition, are squeezing a little bit. When I'm washing, I'm going into the mikvah, and I move my head back and forth, so I'm not squeezing anything. Or I put shampoo in, and then the water washes off the shampoo. I'm not squeezing anything via daim. Squeeze it. When you use a sponge, by definition, you have to hold on to the sponge, and you squeeze a little bit. But he raises the possibility. Anyway, Ramosha has a tshuva about washing one's face. This is just, and he goes, he does not have this ma'isvara that it's not called shechita, it's called rechitza. He doesn't have that, but he says it's mutter because it's a psik reshe. Again, I don't intend for the shechita, I'm just intending to wash. I don't need the water when it comes out, so it's le'ibud. So it's a psik reshe. It's a davar shenu miskaven in psik reshe. It's a psik reshe de lo nichoe. I could care less about the shechita. And it's le'ibud. And seyar is only the rabbanon. So I have two derabbanans. So segreisha the one by two derabbanans is mutter. That's his tshuva about washing one's face. But perhaps it's mutter for some of the other reasons that we spoke about. Okay, shkayach again.
If
the
shechter says
it's
mutter, but that's an issue of the soap, that's changing from.